Only one desire that's left in me. Want the whole damn world to come dance with me.
This
hello and welcome to Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is totally irresponsible and staying true to our name. Chris could not make it today, so we compensated with Annika and Jesse.
Hey guys. Are you going to say hey, Annika?
Hello.
There you go.
So it's a really ugly, ugly day outside. The rain is falling and falling and keeps on falling. So we're going to play some happier music, courtesy of Mac DeMarco's brand new album,
Woo!
This Old Dog. And also some new stuff by Sylvan Esso that'll be played later in the show.
That
so get
fun.
Excited. A lot of new music this
How
week.
How excited should we get? Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, but what's your 10 excited?
Ooh, my 10 excited is literally just like collapsing, like, ooh, and then just collapsing
no,
there. I'm so
would,
excited.
What would
like, pee myself.
what would cause
well, I do that every day anyway, so. A causing attempt.
What is a 10? Like Leo winning an Oscar as a 7?
It's like, it would be like winning the lottery while like
triple rainbow.
With a triple rainbow. Is a 10.
Oh my God, a triple rainbow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a solid 4.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we're like edging on a 4.5,
maybe
but like
this is less exciting and more of just a really positive experience.
Everybody needs a little bit more positivity in their life.
Let's just
we'll split the
it.
Song.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing. Yeah.
tag hanging off of having all that fun. Uh-oh, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in pain. Oh no, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in pain. Walk on the outside.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I didn't really like the Planet Gazorpazorp one, whereas, like, this is Rick and Morty, season one. I just got into it. These two convinced me to watch it, which was a great idea, but now I'm, like, heavily into it, so I'm already, mm-hmm. like, almost done with season one, and basically, the Planet Gazorpazorp one, where it's, it's the one where, like, he has the child, and then the child is half from planet Gazorpazorp and is like an evil thing and wants to kill everybody. Mm-hmm. That one was really weird.
What about the Footloose spoof went within it? It was great.
The Footloose spoof?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah, because the monster,
it's a metaphor.
He's not allowed to go outside, and then it's, once he does, he dances in the garage.
Wait,
and
in
stuff
Footloose,
like that.
He's not allowed to go outside?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Footloose is one of the worst musical. I actually love the music, hate the musical itself.
Wait, why would they not be allowed to go outside?
They're not allowed
they
to
would
dance.
Dance.
That's the point of
wait,
Footloose.
But they literally like cannot leave their own household.
Yeah.
No, they can leave the
well,
house.
Well, Gazorpazorp can't. But
oh, we're getting mixed metaphors here. I see.
But no, it's treat Rick and Morty like an English book, you know? It's just kind of weird if you look at it. But if like they put so much thought into it, it's really well thought out, and not just in the way that somehow plot holes, not in a Deus Ex Machina way, but
yeah,
actual.
No, I really liked it. I really liked the one where it was like right around there where they're watching the TV. They're
yes.
watching the TV one.
Interdimensional cable.
Yeah, and they're pretty much, you can tell that they're just like spitballing the ideas like and mm-hmm. they're running with it. The one, like how it ends, this is a spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen this episode, but come on, you should have watched it by now. Where the mom and the dad like find each other in their alternate realities and like see what happens.
It's crazy,
it was
right?
adorable. It was
like the entire episode is so hilarious, and then right at the very end you get like real content.
Yeah, like yeah, and it's honestly also hilarious that the mom and dad like hate each other in every, like they always hate each other in every episode, and the marriage is gonna fall apart, and then somehow it sort of comes back together, but then the very next episode it's like falling apart again. Oh, it's
yeah,
amazing.
That's
the way of the world.
That's how it works for them. So that was This Old Dog and My Old Man, two of my new favorites from Mac DeMarco. The rest of his album is still a little bit more mellow than his older stuff, but I really like it. We're going to play some Shins before we get into Sylvanesso and some other music.
Sounds good.
We're going to hit play.
Sold his duty bound to a port and a statue to border. barrel crashed off a ravine. People would weep, how tragic, so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could've missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die.
Okay, so,
background music.
Is it background music or foreground music? Okay, great. So I'm reading the PSA today, and it is about dead Cambridge bicyclists. So, last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured. So, when you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying traffic and safety laws. It really does matter. It's a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Nice job.
Thank you for reading that, Annika.
Have you ever seen The Princess Bride?
Yeah, I was also thinking about Pink Panther just now.
Yeah, when you said life and death, I immediately like went to that scene in The Princess Bride. He's like, "My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." I love that movie. Yeah.
Inigo Montoya, my hero.
He's my hero. it was my parents. Well, not was. It still is my parents' favorite movie. So like, we watched it a lot.
Do you know that the words, if you like flip them upside down, it still says The Princess Bride?
Really?
Yeah, look at it next time.
Oh, wow. I wish I had a, like, maybe I'll look it up afterwards. But another thing, my friend in high school used to do that, but with meow. Like, she would write meow in cursive, and then, like, if you flipped it upside down the way she wrote it, the E would look like a cursive O still and stuff, and it would work. It was always crazy.
You ever seen people do art where they play with the typefaces so much that it says something entirely different when you flip it upside down?
Oh.
Like, the logo for this guy's project was Wordplay, but, like, it was a frisbee he was handing out and said word if you looked at it one way, but somehow it said play if you put it upside down.
That's insane.
And it's so incredible.
Or what about similar but different, where, like, it's a portrait of someone, and then you flip it upside down, and it's, like, a completely different person.
Or similar but different. Do you know the one of the spinning like dancer that if you look at her one way, it's like a ballerina. If you look at her in a specific way, she's going clockwise spinning. But if you kind of just alter how you're like looking at her with your eyes,
the other direction.
It's the other direction. It's insane. She's like a silhouette of her. I was watching it like for like an hour the other day.
Okay, similar but different. Have you ever looked at her?
Can we just name the radio show that? Oh yeah, similar but different. Just so we each have our own piece to talk about changing the conversation,
but not really.
Yeah,
because it's still
it's like, oh
similar.
Yeah, that's really interesting what you said. Now here's something way more interesting that I have to say.
Yeah, thanks for not letting me say my interesting
okay,
thing.
Okay, you can I'm do just, your interesting thing.
I'm just
thing.
Gonna
We've
not
gone
say it out of spite.
You didn't have anything originally, did you?
Well, no, it's not that it wasn't original. It's just that it wasn't very good.
You can save it for next break.
Yeah, and then it'll be fresh off the griddle, and then it'll be like
okay, you know, that's what we'll
piping
do.
Piping hot.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh. all night, looking for the answers in the pouring rain. Wanna find peace of mind.
Welcome back, everybody. Chris showed up.
I'm sorry. I just unlocked my phone and I got, like, a bunch of things.
Wow. Popular. So...
It's not even that. It's just mostly just news updates.
Oh my gosh, Chris.
Those are the best. The world is happening. Like, even
sadly,
when I'm in a
whether
test
you
medication.
Want it to or not.
Yeah, for better or for worse.
I feel like sometimes we're just oversaturated with the amount of news that we get. Like, I can't
love
even focus
it.
On things that are actually important.
It's
just
true.
Because I've got news coming at me left and right every
But that
day.
Just means that you have more perspectives when you are thinking about what's happening.
What if
in
you don't value certain perspectives?
I think that you should, just because that means that there's more dialogues happening in the political process.
Yeah, but
which
are we talking about
as
the limit of political perspectives goes to infinity, what happens to your time? It goes to zero.
Well,
it
yeah, you can't have everyone.
Well,
also,
no,
some
and
of them
also,
are stupid.
There's
so.
Also, there's one thing to be able to listen, but you can also... You should be able to objectively compare values with somebody and realize that they just don't agree. That's
not a bad thing.
And at that point, the discussion really switches to why you have the values that you do.
I disagree.
And it's
because
less of a
we can't have political discussions if everyone believes in the same thing. We aren't able to advance what we know, and we're not able to have new and creative ways to defend and understand what we think.
I feel like
I feel like that wasn't.
If yeah. everyone says that, if we're in like a Socratic seminar or something, and everyone just says the same thing, then the dialogue has nowhere to go.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees with that. I don't think JC was really
well,
talking.
Wouldn't optimally there be a point where there is no more dialogue to be had?
There becomes a point
utopia?
Where two men. Wait, what?
Right?
Is it a utopia?
That's actually, yeah,
like that,
I
that
see
is
what
a
you're
utopian
saying.
Thing, but isn't there a point where? You
Everyone's
don't
on
need
the same
dialogue.
Page.
Yeah.
Well, that's like
Wouldn't that
this
be the
goes
goal?
Back to that conversation that we were having, Casey, like I don't know, like a week ago or something, when we're just like, what is the end goal for the society? And it's just
like what
automate
is an enlightened
everything
society
where
look
everyone
like?
Just has like some base level, like
yeah.
every single person has some base level of happiness, and like they're able to carry on without actually having to work for anything. It just comes to them.
Yeah.
And at that point, do you think everyone would have the same? There's no way. You can't get everyone's mind to align completely.
No, you couldn't. But there becomes less of a discussion on the perspectives and on why you have that view.
Well, I
right?
guess if
I don't
you,
think so.
I think that's
I mean,
more, no, because
why
if you
yeah, because if everyone comes from the exact if okay, imagine that you had a society where every single person had the exact same like income and education and everything and the exact same opportunities in life, you would. End up with people that they could have different perspectives, but it's not because they're different people.
Yeah, the problem with everyone believing the same thing is that they don't have a reason to believe in it. I like the idea of everyone having healthcare because X, Y, and Z. And those are reasons that I have.
No, those are values that, like, everyone being healthy is, like, a positive thing, and we can all agree on that. And you think the way to do that, like, your perspective on it is... nationalized healthcare, and other people
it
don't
well,
have
it
that perspective, even though they have the same value. So you got to figure
true.
Out why. You also have to figure out the discrepancy.
I don't know. Just because a lot of people don't think that healthcare is a right.
Yeah. Okay.
A
lot of people also don't have the value,
yeah.
which is something to also discuss. Like, why don't you think it's important?
So
for
all
other
political
people to
discussions
be healthy?
Can fundamentally be boiled down in some way to another to personal values.
Well, I think there's a little bit of like nuance because sometimes people just flat out don't agree in the actual politics of it. Like
yeah.
maybe there might be some person that's like, I don't think everybody should be healthy. I don't want that. Like there could be those outliers. But then for everyone that's like, I want everyone to be healthy and I don't want you know the cost for the society to go up. Then it just boils down to like, what do you think is the best way to get that?
Yeah,
done?
It's like, is your methodology bad or is the value behind it bad?
Yeah.
Or good.
Yeah.
Which is why we should read the news
Yay.
And know what's happening so we can have opinions.
I'm sorry, I'm talking
okay.
with my study group about how we thought that it went, and people were all over the place.
Okay, so you
what
just
you
heard...
For...
Opinions are like onions. I have nothing
Layers.
To say after that.
No,
they're just like
Do you mean
onions.
The digger, the deeper you dig, the more you cry?
No, they're just like onions. It
they
nothing
should
to
be
do with,
found
they're
in the
ground.
No, it just means that they're an object that is in this world.
Do you mean
that
they're the first thing that you should add to the pot when you're making soup?
No.
A nice flavor base.
Bouillon.
That's totally not on
okay,
us.
Okay, so this is a quote from
yeah.
some... Quote, the first question on the test was a trick, and I am a little cranky about it. Because the first one was deceptively
when you say you're
easy.
Salty?
That's the worst, though, when the
when
first one is bad.
Anyway, it all boils down to boy on. If you got that, props to you.
I did not get it, but I'm going to pretend like I did.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks. How do you make
us? Can we play some music? Our banter is derailed.
All right, we were never even on the rails.
Yeah, I just wanted Chris to catch up on banter since he missed the first half, but that's okay.
Because I was busy having my professor shove my face into a grindstone to learn things about prevalence or whatever.
Okay,
well, that's how you polish
heard...
things.
Yeah.
You put it to the grindstone.
God. Put it to the grindstone.
You just heard The Neighborhood and Cage the Elephant. Fun fact, they're from my hometown. Up next we have...
Where are you from?
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
I've never heard of that place.
I hear that's
You've
really
been there,
boy,
Chris. Oh my gosh. Up next we have Maroon 5, Houndmouth, and Regina Spektor.
Nice.
We'll be right back. He was a quarter the way insane, but he ain't to blame, 'cause with the trust fund like that, I'd be the same. His father was the engine, and his mother was the light. She had a pension and valued money over time. I used to see his sister, her name was Jenny Gasoline. I used to see a picture on the cover of a dirty magazine, but she looked best when she was mine. On 23rd and Preston, someone got arrested, and all them brokers, they'd be broken in the park, and all them liquids that they're choking on, it's dark, darker than a Georgia night with a heavy heart. Thank you.
verses. Gonna get better, gonna get better, 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 better. I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind.
Scandal.
Hello.
Almost.
Chris is breaking FCC laws. Well,
I said
narrowly
almost.
Avoiding.
Almost. That's what you just gotta
good,
get
clean
by.
Fun only on this show.
I almost Jeff Sessioned myself. That's when you say something scandalous by accident.
Interesting.
I recently read that some girl somewhere was arrested for laughing at Jeff Sessions.
What? Do you mean, like, literally at him or, like,
so
at the concept?
That's all I know.
Okay.
So
someone who identifies as a female is now in jail for a biological response towards an elected official.
Yes.
I think it may have... There's a chance somehow it got considered assault. Like, if she went up to him and laughed at him.
Like, in his face?
Yeah.
Like, up in his mouth?
I guess it could be. Like, if he spit a little bit...
I'm hurting them with my words.
Because it's not like it's not treasonous if you laugh at a government official. She probably like incited violence or something like that.
Slander potentially.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe.
I mean, it's not that hard to truthfully slander people though.
Pretty easy. Surprisingly easy.
The line between slander and saying something bad that somebody did. Well, if they did it, then it's not slander.
Yeah, honestly. When I was younger, one of my biggest fears was, like, getting in trouble with the law by just, like, doing something, like, normal every day. And then the police just, like, showing up at my house and being like, Jesse, like, you, like, are a felon. Like, you need to come downtown with us. Like, I thought that I would, like, accidentally, like, be driving a car. This was when I was, like, 10 years old or something. That I'd actually be driving a car. The brakes would, like, I wouldn't be able to, like, brake on them. And so I would go through a red light. The police would chase me, but I couldn't stop. And the car would just keep going.
Is this just a hypothetical situation or a dream sequence?
It was, like, partially dream. I'm pretty sure, like, I dreamed it at one point, and I was like, this is real. Like, I need to watch out. I need to install, like, extra brakes in my cars. Like,
extra brakes, people. You heard it.
You heard it here first.
Next week we should talk about ridiculous childhood nightmares.
Oh my gosh!
The scariest
so
dream
many.
I've ever had was a green octopus on a mossy
this is
rock
next week, Chris.
Going.
I know.
And like flailing his tentacles around, and then I woke up. And
mine
it was horrifying.
Is crazily similar to yours, but I'm gonna wait until next week to divulge.
Oh,
we're
right.
We
have,
be here next
week. I'm not gonna be here. Damn it!
But we do have totally
Pokemon
Tentacruel.
Oh, what a
I
cool
fell
Pokemon,
a lot.
Though.
Chased me on a bike.
Strategically, very tactile.
Has anyone seen the like somebody's house for imaginary friends?
Foster
home
for
imaginary
friends.
We're not gonna finish all the things.
It's fine. Who cares? Wait, I had a nightmare that I was in one of those, and Michael Jackson, as a cartoon, kept trying to sell me teeth. And that was my nightmare.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
but
go.
We do have amazing news. Totally Irresponsible will be renewed for the summer.
Wait, really?
Unclear if Chris is going to be on the show.
Oh, I'm super not. I'm not going to
be. Right,
because
you're going to be in Maryland, yeah. Right? We'll
you
have
can call
him
call us. In a beautiful town I've never heard of called Lafayette, Maryland.
But Annika and Jesse are going to be in the vicinity over the summer, which
can
is incredible.
Get ready.
No.
What?
We will specifically not answer the phones for you.
What time is the new show, Casey? Just so
the
people
new
know
show?
If we have fans out there.
Tentatively 9 a.m. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
We're going to eat brunch before, and it's going to be...
And after.
And after. Oh, wait. Then isn't just one of them breakfast?
I don't know.
11 C's?
Yeah.
Okay.
And second breakfast.
We're going to play what's left of a song for... the rest of the hour.
All right.
This has been your last Totally Irresponsible show. Signing off.
Goodbye.